السلام والرحمة لكل المجتمعين في هذا المحفل المهم. Dear Professor Duggan and esteemed guests, it's quite symbolic to me at least to hold the multipolar global conference today, which marks the first anniversary of the martyrdom of my husband, Nader Talibzadeh, who's Professor Duggan's friend and comrade in the resistance movement against the Anglo-American hegemonic and deviated civilization that is being imposed on the world. I would like to also express my deepest condolences for the martyrdom of my dear friend, Daria Dugina. The first time multipolarity was mentioned in Iran, where I was living, was in 2014 by Professor Duggan in his series of participation in the New Horizon conference events that we, Nader and I, held every year. Then again in 2015 in the Arba'in Walk in Iraq, and it was followed later again back in Iran in 2018 at the holy city of Mashhad in front of an international audience. And finally in Beirut again in front of international audience in 2019. In all these events, Duggan presented a multipolar world order as a concept, which was an inevitable response to the US total abuse of power and its hegemony around the world. Now, how do I, as a Lebanese, see multipolarity as a necessity and as a natural world order to follow the end of the catastrophic crisis that Lebanon is currently going through? Since, I'm not going to say 2019 because it has been going through a very long time, but let's say it's since 2019 as a result of the direct interference of the American and the Western forces in our internal politics and decision making. Let me just give you a little bit of a background that I would like to bring the attention of the esteemed guests audience, and that is the American embassy is currently building its, are currently building its embassy, which is being constructed in Beirut in an area of 44 acres. Now, please remember and have in mind that Lebanon is a very small country, which is now the second largest embassy in the world after Baghdad, costing its taxpayers around $1 billion, while we, the Lebanese, are going through a certain kind of crisis. We're talking about economic crisis, the lack of fuel and medicine, and not to mention the blast of the Beirut port, which devastated five districts in Beirut. Now, having said that, why is the American embassy building such such a grand or a humongous building in a falling entity, supposedly a falling entity? And why do we need multipolarity today? In my opinion, and after reading a lot of listening to Professor Duggan's speeches at the conferences, reading his notes, his books, it came to my mind, and I think a lot of people share this opinion, is that multipolarity, and this will definitely apply to Lebanon, greater stability, where no single power can earn the dominant global efforts, which may lead to a greater stability and reduce the risk of conflict. Number two, there's a greater diversity of ideas and perspectives. And I'm talking about Lebanon as a state where we have 18 religious or sectarian dominations. So we need multipolarity. And then, of course, an increase, a greater distribution of wealth and resources, whereby it is not just, abided to a certain group or sect in the country. And then, of course, opportunity of greater cooperation, and I'll come to that in a short while. And definitely an increased competition, which might lead, in general, to efficiency, development, fields of sources and technology and economics. Now, the current situation in Lebanon reflects an urgent, as I said, need for to follow the multipolar model, especially with the defiance of certain forces that are currently they're present in Lebanon, to the wise voices of the Islamic resistance, and I mean over here Hezbollah and its alliances, which have called for the cooperation of Russia and China. Now, the discourse in Lebanon through its media, through its politics and so forth, is either us or them. And what I mean by us is the American pro-West politics, or them, which means the East, which entails, of course, Russia and China. And it is not inclusive of international systems and does not respect the sovereignty of all nations and equitable global governance system, and finally based on a balance of power and respect of the diversity of cultures and civilizations, which we in Lebanon need at the moment. Having said that, and as my colleague in Iran mentioned, yes, we are not in a transition. We have actually, with, of course, the resistance. With the martyrdom of Qasem Soleimani and all the others, and with the coming of recognition between Iran and Saudi Arabia, this gives a lot of hope, and we are on the path where we will establish peace in a multipolar world. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be with you.